Wisdom and Truth. The enemy will always seek to find ways to infiltrate our lives, aiming to distract, deceive, and divide. Scripture reminds us, "Submit to God first, resist the devil, and he will flee from you," James 4:7. The adversary attacks only what he sees as a threat. If we are walking in the light of God's truth, standing firm in His Word, we become untouchable to the forces of darkness. "Though weapons may form, they shall not prosper," Isaiah 54:17. Shadow workers blend into the familiar corners of our lives. They do not always show up with a direct assault. Instead, they sneak in subtly, appearing as something harmless or even welcoming, though his intentions are full of deception. This is why we are called to walk in wisdom, not fear. As Proverbs 2:6 reminds us, "For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding." True friends will encourage our walk with God. I once sought the opinion of one such friend regarding my new walk with Christ, and they shared something that resonated deeply with me. He said, "We all need balance. When we have lived in darkness for so long, it's time to allow some light to enter our lives." In those simple words, I found the gentle truth that as we step out of the darkness of sin, it is not only necessary, but also healing to allow God's light to shine brightly in our lives. The internet provides a platform for anyone's voice to be heard, but it also opens us up to reproach. Writing online can be a double-edged sword. It's easy to unintentionally offend or mislead others, but when we do, take responsibility. I once received a message from a friend telling me that something I had written had offended a few people. That moment was humbling, but it also helped me realize the importance of accountability. Sometimes we need to apologize and seek forgiveness, especially when we've acted unintentionally or were misunderstood. Remember that the true enemy is not always found in the open confrontations, but in the subtle, often unseen attempts to undermine our faith in God. He uses manipulation, twisting truth to create confusion. Seek to control rather than connect wisely in truth. They will belittle your beliefs and distort truth of Scripture. In 1 Peter 5:8, we are warned to be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Confusion cannot survive where the light of God's truth shines. Remain rooted in His Word. The truth becomes a shield against enemy attacks. We are called to stand firm in faith, because the light of Christ reveals the lies of the enemy. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. Loyalty, too, plays a vital role in our walk with God. Genuine loyalty to Christ attracts the right people at the right time. Remain loyal to God, faithful to His calling and true to His Word, and be drawn to others, also seeking His truth. In turn, we strengthen one another in faith. Ultimately, when everything else fades away, all that remains is God. There is nothing else worth living for. As Solomon wisely concluded in Ecclesiastes 12:13, "Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind." When we seek God with our whole hearts, when we are plugged into Him and His purposes, we find fulfillment and peace. The time is now to submit fully to God, resist the enemy, and stand firm in the truth. He will flee when we walk in God's light, and there is nothing more powerful than the presence of God in our life. Let us remain faithful, loyal, and focused on the truth. It sets us free. "For the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" Psalm 27:1. Plug in to God's Word, His wisdom and truth, while you still have time. Previously mentioned scripture, James 4:7, New International Version, verse 7. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Isaiah 54:17. King James Version, verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Proverbs 2:6. Living Bible, verse 6. For the Lord grants wisdom. His every word is a treasure of knowledge and understanding. 1 Peter 5:8, New International Version, verse 8. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy the devil prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Ecclesiastes 12:13. King James Version, verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Psalm 27:1, New International Version, Psalm 27, of David. Verse 1, The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?